Palava, Kiorana,
Malo Lele, Akalofa Lahiatu,
Kalo Hani, Good Day Sue,
Yokoi,
Misa Bula Venata, Kiora Kato, and warm Pacific greeting.
The time is now 19 minutes to 11. It's time for the Asian Report, and here to introduce it is Jim Moore.
Lollipop is the name of an exhibition on now at the Auckland Museum,
held to
coincide with the opening of the Arts of Asia Gallery at the museum, and Suzanne Shopman has been along to see it.
So Lollipop is this exhibition that's on now, and walking down Queen Street, it's hard for us to ignore really how various Asian pop cultures have made an impact on Auckland City in terms of fashion, hairstyles sometimes, and the things that the shops offer. So my report explores the Japanese subculture called the lolligoth or Gothic Lolita phenomenon. Catherine Hardy-Bernal, a design and fashion lecturer at AUT, is the curator of this exhibition, and she explains what this particular street culture is about.
A lolligoth is short for Gothic Lolita. In Japanese, it's Gosu Rori, and it's a fashion subculture that's seen mostly on the streets in Tokyo, but particularly in Harajuku, in one area of Shinjuku, and in other parts of Japan, but it's mainly based in that Harajuku-Shinjuku area.
Harajuku has a reputation as being the place where young people hang out in order to express themselves fashion-wise.
Yes. Yeah.
And Shinjuku?
Shinjuku has become a center for this fashion because there's one shopping center that has four floors of designer labels dedicated particularly to the Gothic and Lolita subculture itself. So now it's becoming popular to go there. They're shopping and then having coffee and meeting their friends together.
Catherine and Bevan Chuang of the Auckland Museum actually went to Shinjuku and Harajuku in order to see what the latest trends are.
It was fantastic, and I've wanted to go there for years and years, so it was wonderful to go there. And the idea that there are hundreds of these people walking around is actually true. It really is true. And it's not only the Gothic and Lolita fashions, there are all numbers of styles that you see on the streets. And mostly young people, because originally it was a very young thing to do, because it was considered that once you got to about 24 or 25 you needed to start to settle down and, you know, stop playing and stop dressing up and have a proper life. But it is shifting now. We did meet a lot of people that were much older than that. We met a 35-year-old mum and her daughter, and they were both dressed up, and they were in Harajuku at the place where they congregate there particularly to get their photograph taken.
That's mother and child Lolita, just one of many different Lolita styles. Catherine explains the styles featured at the Lollipop exhibition, starting with the Gothic Lolita.
Originally, it was mainly a Gothic style, so it was mainly based on Victorian mourning or bereavement wear, but particularly for little girls rather than women. So this idea of, say, a Victorian doll's dress all in black with lots of frills, lots of ribbon, very sweet, lots of lace. So completely and entirely black, but very sweet. You know, a combination of a sweet Alice in Wonderland mixed with a ghoulish Wednesday Addams.
Right.
And then other styles have evolved out of it, such as the sweet Lolita, which is going away from black and into colours like pale pink and white. And it's very sweet and pretty and frilly and lacy. It's very much still in the Lolita style, just going away from all the blacks and the idea of the mourning.
So you have Gothic Lolita and sweet Lolita. Any other variations?
There is a punk Lolita. And punk Lolita is kind of based on 1970s, 1980s post-punk, early goth fashion. In terms of punk elements, it's more the colourways. So you're looking at tartan mixed with black lace. Sometimes there'll be lots of buckles and
straps and things. But it's much prettier than our idea of Western punk.
Okay. And another category?
The country Sweet Lolita is the dress that I designed, and I created this with my colleague Carmel Donnelly. The fabric used for that dress is covered in lots of cakes and cherries and fruit and ice creams. We did see that it seemed to be the latest trend. We saw dresses in this fabric when we were there, and we just thought, well, that seems to be a new thing. And three of the designer brands actually used this exact fabric.
And while there are specialist shops in Tokyo, Auckland does have a few shops that carry a line or two of Lolita fashion.